The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Welcome once again to Behind the Bots, and this time it's our sixth episode, which we will be talking about Season 8, Episode 6, or 76, which is Space Inspection, also known as Bug Hunt 2. In this episode, we had fun by bringing back the the exterminators from a couple episodes back from the original Bug Hunt. This time they have a new member of their firm, Mr. Jellyfish, played by Glenn Hibbert. This was a fun episode. just sort of hit me that we should bring them back. We had fun the first time and had so much fun, I already had ideas for bringing them back. So that's what we did. We brought them back, and it also gave us a chance to give Joe J. Thomas a bit of a break by not having Putch involved. Joe was pretty waterlogged with work at the time, as I recall, and when we were recording all these, and I told him, well, I'm going to give you a little break, and we're going to try an episode without Putch, just as an experiment, really, and also for that chance to unload some of the work from him so that he could have just a little break. It wasn't much of one because he still had other scripts to record with Putch in them, but you know, he'd had to play three characters this year so far, Lovely and Putch, and of course Putch's brother Clutch, so it just made sense to give him a little break. And it was really kind of a tough little struggle with myself to decide not to have Putch in one at all. It's a very rare thing that Putch isn't involved. I mean, Putch kind of is the star of the show, so to do one without him is a bit of a challenge. It's kind of, he's one of those characters that I can't really see the show without altogether, but I guess having one episode where Putch takes a break isn't too bad, especially when you have a great supporting cast that we have. It really is an ensemble cast, and everybody does their part to make it all come together, and we have a great cast, so I think it works. Anytime that any one of them doesn't appear, the others kind of pick up the slack, so hopefully that worked out here, and we got a chance to concentrate on other things. Captain Hancock and Prentice, for instance, they're always fun, as we have certainly learned this season. We've had at least half a season now to get to know these guys and to know just how much fun they are. Of course, played brilliantly by David Ault as Hancock and Victor Aurelius as Prentice. So when you've got talent like that, they can carry the show, and they do. They do very well. But it also, again, gave us a great chance to bring back those exterminators, and it gave me a chance to play a character, this Superintendent Starcher, who is this this by-the-books kind of bot. It's very prim and proper, and that's just how I chose to play him as well. He comes on and is basically quarantining the ship because of this thought that the galactic space, robotic space pox, that is somehow gotten onto the ship, and it's just a silly robotic disease. Can robots get a disease? Well, I guess in this weird universe of robots of the company, they can, because I don't know. I see the robots as they're not just mechanical men or mechanical creatures or whatever. I think there's an organic element to them. Perhaps we haven't explored that in the series, but maybe we will one day. Who knows? So, but this just gave us a chance to play around with that and have the crazy exterminators back, Krantz, Tobok, and Jellyfish this time. So it was a lot of fun, and it just, of course, they come in and they wreak havoc and make everybody crazy, and this time even more so because they're inspecting everyone and scanning everyone, and not everybody likes it. And of course, Dr. Philbot's League of Evil bots have now come on board, and they're passengers, which explains why they're on the planet with everyone in the later stories of, which is, you know, the theme of the season is, you know, on every other episode they're on the planet, and the other episodes they're on the ship, which is in the past. So the ones on the ship, like this episode, are flashbacks to what happened months ago. So, but that's just a fun thing, fun element of this season. And hopefully it is fun and everybody's enjoying it and it doesn't confuse people too much that we're going back and forth. It was just a fun little concept that I came up with and thought this might be fun to break up the monotony, and one week they're on a planet and the next week they're on a ship and so on and so forth. So I hope everybody's enjoyed this episode and all the others that have come up, and we will talk again next time because the season is far from over.
This program is copyright 2015, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.